Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
What is your story today?
Well, it turns out that global warming or climate change can make you fat.
Oh, like if there aren't another million factors that can do that.
Right. Do you feel, Mary, you've kind of picked up since it's gotten warmer. Do you feel like you...
Cooler? Yeah, no, it's true. If it's hot and muggy, you gain weight.
Really?
I do.
Explain for me.
I don't know. I don't know what the scientific reason is, but, you just feel, I don't know. I'm always a little bit, I think you maintain more water or something.
So yeah, you retain. Because if you are in the South in July when it's 90, or you're in Mexico when it's 95, you walk much slower than you do when you're in Chicago.
Kevin, any thoughts on this?
Well, I could see both sides here.
You weren't even listening to my story. What is it?
Yeah, global warming can make you gain weight. And Mary said, well, yeah, I think when it's warmer out, you gain weight. Don't you retain more water when it's
hot? Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, well, that's not the reason, but they were good tries. Climate scientists at the University of Southampton measured, and they say that America's sweet tooth is increasing as it gets warmer. So when the temperatures rise... Yeah. When the temperatures rise, we consume more sugary drinks and desserts in the U.S. They found that Americans, especially those with less education and less money, are consuming more than 100 million pounds of extra sugar a year compared to 15 years ago.
Don't they say you crave sugar when you're
hot,
thirsty? Like if you have
Gatorades and stuff,
I don't know.
You've got to increase your electrolytes.
They're actually warning that the rising temperatures could have a detrimental effect on our health, which I think... It can be true in so many different ways, but who would have known that the climate change can make you fat? Now we know.
Sugar.
Great.
It's all about sugar.
It's all America needs.
Got a little belly here, and I'm blaming it on the climate.
What's your story, Kevin?
Perfect segue here. I got a cookie story. Folks, it's almost Girl Scout cookie season. Are you guys excited?
No way. Already?
Well, it's right around the corner, Mary.
Isn't that usually like in March?
January.
I believe January.
Oh, that's when you
April
get the cookies.
Is recognized as... Girl Scout cookie season.
Let's be supportive, Mary.
I'm not saying anything
bad. Big news here. Surprised you weren't leading with this all afternoon, Steve, by the way. Girl Scouts of the United States of America announcing they have a new cookie.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called the Explore Mores.
See, they're becoming like McDonald's, though. Their menu's getting too big.
They usually drop one each year or after a couple years and then bring in a new one.
What's the Explore More?
It's a Rocky Road ice cream-inspired sandwich cookie. It's got some chocolate, some marshmallow, some almond in there. Sounds pretty good to me, Steve.
I like the Dosey Doughs, the peanut butter sandwich
ones.
Yeah,
those are good. Well, that's the one,
the tag-alongs are the ones with the chocolate and the peanut butter.
Yeah, with the chocolate-covered sandwich.
That's not what I like. I like the ones with it's an Oreo, but it's peanut butter.
Yeah, those are good. But the Samoas are the best. We all know this.
Yes, Samoas are good.
Are those the ones with the coconut?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't do coconut.
Okay, well, then you wouldn't like them. Maybe you'll like the Explore Mores. We'll find out this upcoming Girl Scout cookies.
What are they getting rid of, Kev?
Well, they dropped the one that was kind of similar to it. It was like their s'more cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of similar. But
I hope they don't get rid of or bring back the lemon ones.
You just got to make sure the staples are there, the heavy hitters. You need the Samoas. Yep. You need the Thin Mints. You need the peanut butter ones.
Thin Mints.
And they just keep getting smaller and smaller with less cookies in each thing.
That's because of global warming. They want to keep us at the even weight.
Yeah.
I already got a thing from a kid, donate to the school. Here's the catalog. You can buy any of these products or you can just give cash. And it's like pay $16 for a roll of wrapping paper. At that point, I'm like, I'll just give cash.
You know what?
Be done with it.
I bet the Girl Scouts, you're so right. I bet people just travel now with QR codes.
Yeah.
You can buy stuff or just scan the QR code and give me $20.
Well, and I always do that because there's an option to send them to the troops. And I'm like, okay, just send them to the troops. I don't need them.
Were you a Boy Scout, Steve?
Was I a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How far did you make it in the Boy Scouts of America?
To the tippy top.
Did you?
Well, you're an Eagle Scout?
Oh, is that what the top is?
That's the top, baby.
Yeah, yep. No, I was never a scout.
Really?
Are you kidding me? No way.
Not even for a year or two?
I can't even look around the corner, let alone scout. I had no.
Can't tie
a knot. I was a brownie and Girl Scout until sixth grade.
I made it to, I think I, yeah, I'm sixth or seventh grade.
I can
as
see
well.
Kevin with his little kerchief around his neck.
Yeah, I did it for a couple of years.
Did you?
Yeah, I learned how to fold a flag, and that's about it. I think we sold popcorn back then.
Oh, yeah, they still do. And I hated sewing all those badges on the sash.
Yeah,
my kit, both my boys were Boy Scouts.
Antino Baseball, we would sell cookie or candy, like turtles
and
stuff like that.
You eat them, and then your parents had to cover it?
Pretty much,
yeah. Same here.
Yep, that's what happened.
What's your story, Mary?
So are you guys fans of the puffy sleeves, like on women, you know, the puffy sleeves?
Steve?
I don't like them on women, but I like to wear them myself.
But just, not the puffy shirt. There's a difference between the puffy shirt and the puffy sleeves. So the puffy shirt is like the Seinfeld show, you know, the whole
shirt. Right, the pirate shirt.
Yeah,
kind of thing,
that's all puffy. But I'm talking just puffy sleeves, like on women, on the top. So my wedding dress, like, had the puffy sleeves.
Yeah, mine. I'm wearing puffy sleeves right now. But
yeah.
My sweater's keeping it down a little bit, but yeah.
They're nice.
They help your shoulders, Steve.
Thank you.
So, anyway, that's the new fall fashion. The puffy sleeves are back.
No way.
They've been seen on Kate Middleton, Reese Witherspoon, Joanna Gaines, Laura Dern. They're all wearing this look. And it's supposed to look, I don't know, it kind of looks kind of old-fashioned to me, you know?
Like Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah. Like with the little bonnet you need, you know. So anyway, I'm not a big fan because mainly you can't fit a sweater over the puffy sleeve.
You know, I don't get credit for it, but I'm the guy who introduced capris to men.
That's true.
I was the first guy.
Capri pants are kind of back.
I know. That's
not
what I'm
for
saying.
Men.
No, but when I was in seventh grade because I grew so fast that I had capris the whole time.
But we called them floods back then.
Well, the mean people did. I called them capris.
With your little loafers?
Yeah. I had some caps.
And no socks.
And look, Mom, there's a hair. There's a hair on my leg.
Hey, coming up next, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.